Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, we're almost to 2016, just a few more hours actually, and I found some information about the trends for food for 2016. It comes from the Cooking Channel. So some of these you have to realize that they're from New York. There's some of these top chefs and so on. They gather information from a lot of people. But I thought it was interesting that there are a few really, I would say, new things. There are others that have been here for a long time, and they're just predicting that they're going to be more to the forefront, that there'll be more options offered. And then there are some things that we've been recommending for a long time. So, but kind of interesting to see what somebody's idea of the trends for 2016, and it'd be interesting for you to kind of react to them and maybe try and remember and see if any of these really come to the fore, especially in the Midwest, thinking about this as starting on the East Coast. Well, number one is cheesy bread and an expansion of that. More kinds of breads. Now, bagels have been around forever, but they're saying, you know, the bagels are going to be used more and in different ways. Flatbreads. In the last, quite a while, actually, flatbreads have become more popular. But they're saying that they're going to be used more and just loaded with all kinds of toppings. They almost could look like a pizza if you put lots of stuff on it because if it's a flatbread. So different kinds of bread, maybe even when we say cheesy bread, maybe a bread bowl with melted cheese in it. So look for different kinds of breads or breads that are being used in different ways. Number two is they call fast food frenzy. And as they interpret this, that it's going to be some of our familiar fast foods, whether it's a chicken sandwich or maybe even a hamburger or some of those kinds of things, but transformed, perhaps new toppings, maybe prepared in different ways, that fast food is on the fore, but look for some perhaps changes. And, of course, we've been hearing more about food trucks, and I think food trucks really have kind of pushed some of these changes because they are competing with our regular fast food locations. Number three, eat with your eyes. Well, you know, we've been saying that for a long time that we do. I know that I have said that a number of times. We eat with our eyes first, but this is a little bit different. It's not looking at the food when it's prepared. It's looking at the recipes, and that includes perhaps lots of videos and animated step-by-step recipes. So looking with your eyes to get the recipe, not just looking at the list of ingredients, but seeing it more in 3D, seeing more of the steps. And for some people, that may be really, really helpful. Number four is using robots. Now, I'm thinking this isn't going to happen too much right here in our rural area, but what this is about is, for instance, you could go online and order all the ingredients for a recipe. You've picked out a recipe. Now you want the ingredients. So wherever you're ordering from this is going to have this package ready to go, and it would be delivered by a robot or a drone. So interesting kinds of things happening with all the technology. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be just keep on happening. They also call it store-to-door shopping. Order online, it shows up at your door. Number five, not surprising, but more emphasis on alternative sources of protein. And that would include legumes, nuts, seeds. We've always said that those are an additional source of protein. But we may see, you know, legumes, we're talking about different kinds of beans, peas, so on, maybe in the form of chips. You know, chips are coming in all different kinds of ways. Number six, waste not, want not. And we've been seeing more information about the atrocious amount of food that we waste in various ways, either in our own homes, but lots of times in restaurants, other places that prepare food, that there is so much food wasted. So using that food is becoming more trendy. And some stores are going to really promote their ugly produce. They're not so perfect produce, you know, perfectly healthy, perfectly safe, but it doesn't look quite as pretty or as usual. more information about repurposing leftovers. I don't know about you, but I've been doing that for a long time. But we may see some new suggestions for that. There may even be some stores who specialize in almost expired food at big markdowns. And again, we've seen some of that in our stores, but the prediction is the trend will be more of that happening. And here's a new one that's not food exactly, but related, that restaurants may be washing dishes with compressed air rather than water. Now, given the low water supplies in many places, that should be a real bonus. It reminds me that when we visited in California, where you would think, this is at Hearst Castle, where you would think there would be really fancy bathrooms and toilets. Nope, they were all the outdoor kind, you know, because the water shortage. So the washing dishes with compressed air could be a really positive kind of thing. Number 7, kids invade the culinary world. Well, we've already been seeing that, all the TV programs, and I hear people say, oh, I love those kids. I love watching those kids on various programs. But that will expand. There may be kids who are preparing food in restaurants, and there's not just kids' cookbooks. There are cookbooks by kids, written by kids. Number 8, tropical thunder. And listed under this is spam. I'm not quite sure, but the suggestion is that we're going to be seeing more recipes for, more uses of spam. The other one that I thought was interesting, we're seeing lots of uses of coconut, but the prediction that will be even more so, and there may be coconut chips. Number 9, pucker up. This is probably not so much on my list because I'm not real fond of sour, bitter kinds of things. Fermented foods was big in 2015. 2016, it's going to be things like sour beer. Get this one. Pickled green strawberries. Unripe fruit. Smoked food, that's not an unusual one. Lye-dipped pretzels. So those really kind of even more sour, you almost can't describe those kinds of flavors. That's one of the predictions, so we'll see about that. Number 10, again, something that I've been saying we ought to do for a long, long time. First of all, because it saves personal energy and time, and second, because it saves our heating energy, and that is one-pan meals. Perhaps the change is that we used to talk more about, roasts that were the meat and potatoes. I think more of the emphasis now is on roasting vegetables, various kinds of vegetables that we only used to cook in a pot, but they could all be roasted, could be roasted together. Put them in the oven and sort of set the timer and forget them and do mixtures. Also with that, putting things under the broiler. More restaurants are using broilers. And I think it's a great way to warm up things if you have them already cooked in terms of the vegetables and those kinds of things. Number 11. Here's a new one. Not food except itself, but where you eat food. In New York, one of the restaurants has started a no-tipping policy. And what they're saying is that service is included in the price and no tipping is ask for, or they don't want you even to tip, that's a part of it. So instead of, we've sometimes said tipping is a way to let our servers know that we like their service. Instead, there might be some kind of rating system that you could check at the table, check on your phone, whatever, so you could give a response to what you think, but not do it by giving money. Interesting thought. Number 12 is sweet and savory. And I think in the last few years, the newest combination has been sweet and salty. We get candy and it has salt on it that we never used to have. Sweet and savory, and that combination. And using an example would be ice cream sandwiches. We always think of those as on cookies. Actually using different kinds of bread, like we would normally use for sandwiches, to make our ice cream sandwiches. And related to that, honey drizzled over everything. That's really adding to the sweet. And one last one, birthday cake flavored everything. So just some predictions, kind of interesting to see if any of them will actually happen. and which ones you might be interested in. And if you're kind of brave, you'll like to try some of those new things. If your taste buds are kind of in a narrower enjoyment, maybe you won't want to try some of them. But take a look at them and see. New experiences. So until next time, here's a thought from Art Linkletter. If anything is worth trying at all, it's worth trying 10 times.